The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
With political uncertainties, the Fed meet and LTCG at play, are the bulls going to be kept at bay? Decided to start you off on a small little, you know, limerick penned on the spur of the moment. But yes, welcome to the morning show. This is Sheetal on Money Control. It's time to don my serious hat because this is really what happened in the local equity markets yesterday. It was a third consecutive trading day that belonged to the bears, and the index closed below its crucial 200-day exponential moving average for the first time since, guess when? November of 2016. So the question that a lot of people would be asking is, are we likely to witness another bloodbath on Dalal Street today? Well, we'd suggested yesterday that Nifty is likely to remain volatile this week in anticipation of the US Federal Reserve Policy meeting, and the politics at play in our own country are also likely to keep, like I said, the bulls at bay. And most sectors of the market yesterday saw red, with the broader markets underperforming one more time. The Nifty broke below the 200 demo, placed at 10,163, and the crucial support now for the index is placed around 10,000. Below that, we're looking at 9,800. That said, the fact that we're trading near some key support levels could mean that some sort of technical bounce back cannot also be ruled out completely. We've been hearing about DEMA every single day in relation to Nifty more in recent times than ever before. And for those of you who are new to this whole stock market thing, DEMA stands for Double Exponential Moving Average. And traders have relied on moving averages to help pinpoint high probability trading entry points and profitable exits for many years now. Moving averages are one of the most popular methods for such technical analysis, and many traders use them to spot trend reversals. Now, one problem with moving averages is the serious lag that is present in most types of moving averages. The Double Exponential Moving Average, or DEMA, provides a solution by calculating a faster averaging methodology. So the DEMA can help traders spot reversals sooner because it is faster to respond to changes in market activity. All right, that's the small little lecture on this morning show on Money Control, but back to the markets. Let's look at the global cues for the day. SGX Nifty futures are pointing to a 10,100 opening in Mumbai, and Asian stocks are traded lower this morning on the back of a slump on Wall Street, with losses in the region led by the Nikkei 225 that dropped about almost 1%, and they're all nervous about that big Fed meeting that's coming up on Wednesday. That's tomorrow. Yeah, Wednesday's tomorrow. The US stock market closed down as well, led by Facebook, which had its worst trading day in 4 years. The Dow dropped about 336 points yesterday. Now, coming back home in the local equity markets, FPIs bought 292 crores from equity markets, and domestic investors sold about 191 crore shares. Now, speaking for predictions today, what are we to keep our eyes on? Well, the Nifty is down more than 10% from previous highs, and many stocks have fallen by double-digit percentage points. After this kind of a steep fall, we spoke to various experts, and here are some stocks that have the potential to be multi-baggers in the next 2 to 3 years. Sanjeev Bhasin, who is the Executive Vice President at IIFL, recommends ITC, SAIL, NBCC, REC Limited and ICICI Prudential. By the way, we'll soon have a Stock Picks of the Day podcast ready for you, so there'll be more details on this a little later. But Sanjeev says that ITC is an extremely compelling buy at the current levels, with a target price of 400 rupees in the next 2 years. All its businesses are doing very well, including FMCG. Remember, business. Always look at the business. That's the mantra, I think, that we shared with you in yesterday's podcast. But yes, coming to the next one, SAIL is an integrated play with captive coal and iron ore seeing synergies play out very well. It's a buy at 68 rupees for a target of 150 rupees in the next 2 years. NBCC, the National Buildings Construction Corporation Limited, is your best bet in the construction sector in Tier 1, 2 and 3 cities. And the stock is a buy at 185 rupees for a target of 400 rupees in the next 2 years. REC Limited is a power finance company where NPA levels are the lowest in the industry, and the stock is a buy at 125 rupees for a 2 year period, target of 250 rupees. Now, ICICI Prudential Life Insurance is the best new listing in the insurance sector, with double digit growth expected for the next 5 years. The stock is a buy at 380 rupees for a target of 750 rupees, which could be achieved in the next 3 years. Moving on to conjure some visions for you, technical charts show that Nifty FT has a strong, or rather has made a strong bear candle on the candlestick charts yesterday. And what this really means, what does a strong bear candle mean? It implies that traders are advised not to hurry in creating long positions at this juncture. As long as Nifty trades below its 200 DEMA, a close above 10,200 could signal some short-term strength in the index. So to recap again, we did tell you a little bit about this earlier in the podcast. The three levels to watch out for today are 10,000, which could be your stop loss, 10,161, which is the 200 DEMA, and 10,200, which is the crucial resistance level for the index. Coming to options, maximum put open interest is seen at 10,000 followed by 10,100 strikes, and maximum call open interest is placed at 10,500 followed by 10,400 strikes. Now, stocks that are likely to see a high delivery percentage today are Nestle India, Infosys, HDFC, Castrol India. So these are some. And 12 stocks that saw long build-up include Dalmia Bharat, Divis Labs, L&T and Gail India. 146 stocks saw short build-up, and these include Ambuja Cements, SRF, Berger Paints and BPCL. Now specifically today, the two stocks that investors would do well to keenly keep their eyes on are Gail and Scooters India Limited. And if you're asking why, well, Gail has received clearance for the extension of the Urja Ganga pipeline all the way to Guwahati. Gail is presently working on a 2,600-kilometer pipeline from Jagdishpur in Uttar Pradesh to Haldia in West Bengal and Bokaro in Jharkhand and Dhamra in Odisha. And this costs, or rather the cost or the bill associated with this is 12,940 crore rupees. This number really brings to mind other things, but I'm going to not digress at this point. The proposed pile from the pipeline from Barauni in Bihar to Guwahati could be about 672 kilometers long and will be executed in 36 months, according to Gail. The other stock to watch out for is Scooters India Limited, which, by the way, is a PSU which manufactures three-wheelers under the brand name Vikram. So if you ever spot a Vikram, you know it's Scooters behind it. Quite literally. I hope not too behind, if you know what I mean. But nevertheless, Scooters India Limited is a stock to watch out for following the government's Global Invitation for Expression of Interest, or EOI, in the strategic stake sale in Scooters India. So the Heavy Industry Ministry has asked interested parties to submit their EOIs by the 7th of May. So Scooters India and Gail. And then coming to some trading ideas for today's market, we spoke to HDFC Securities and here's what they recommend. Bata India is a sell with a target of 645 rupees and a stop loss at 695 rupees. Return potential here is 5%. L&T Finance is a sell with a target of 145 rupees and stop loss at 165 rupees. Return potential on this one is 8%. And Mahindra & Mahindra is a buy with a target of 780 rupees, stop loss at 721 and return potential on Mahindra is 5%. But like I said, more on this on Stock Picks on the Stock Pick podcast that'll come up shortly. And to finally wrap up with some of the key headlines today, the US is expected to impose up to $60 billion in China tariffs by this coming Friday. SEBI may tell exchanges to raise fees for trading in illiquid stocks. Trump issues action blocking Venezuela cryptocurrencies within the United States. Hindustan Aeronautics IPO subscribed 45% on day two. While on IPOs, Bandhan Bank's IPO was oversubscribed 14.6 times on its final day yesterday. UK wins Brexit transition deal in return for Irish wow. SEBI has exempted the government from open offers for six PSBs post-capital infusion. Manufacturing companies' sales have improved in Q3, but the profit was subdued, according to the RBI. MCX plans three spot exchanges for base metals, gold and natural gas. MSME credit to grow at 12 to 14% over the next 5 years, according to ICRA. And now this one is something to think about. According to HSBC, India is the most vulnerable country to climate change. Who's next? That's always what we want to know, right? Who's after us? Pakistan, the Philippines and Bangladesh. And on that note, it's a wrap on The Morning Show on Money Control. Have a wonderful day.